Lesson 32. The Crucifixion and Burial of Jesus Christ. Purpose. To strengthen each child's testimony that because Jesus died for us, we will live again. Preparation. Prayerfully study Matthew chapter 27, verses 32 through 66. Luke chapter 23, verses 26 through 56. And John chapter 10, verses 17 and 18. Chapter 19, verses 13 through 42. Then study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the scripture account. See Prepare in Your Lessons, page Roman numeral 6, and Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. 2. Additional reading. Mark chapter 15, verses 20 through 47. Helaman chapter 14, verse 15. Briefly review the events of Jesus' suffering, betrayal, arrest, and trial from previous lessons. Scripture account. Teach the children the account of Jesus' crucifixion and burial found in Matthew chapter 27, verses 32 through 66. For suggested ways to teach the scripture account, see Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. Also refer to Luke chapter 23, verses 34, 39 through 43, and John chapter 19, verses 19 through 22, 25 through 27, 34, and 39. Use the pictures at appropriate times. You might want to refer to the following list to help you teach the points of this lesson. 1. Simon of Cyrene carried Jesus' cross. Matthew chapter 27, verse 32. 2. Jesus was hung on the cross between two thieves. Matthew chapter 27, verses 33 through 38. Luke chapter 23, verses 32 and 33. 3. Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross. John chapter 19, verses 19 through 22. 4. Jesus was mocked. Matthew chapter 27, verses 39 through 44. 5. Jesus talked to the thief. Luke chapter 23, verses 39 through 43. 6. Jesus asked John to take care of his mother. John chapter 19, verses 25 through 27. 7. Darkness covered the land. Matthew chapter 27, verses 45 and 46. 8. Jesus Christ died. Matthew chapter 27, verses 50 through 56. The Roman soldiers pierced his side. John chapter 19, verse 34. 9. Jesus' body was placed in a tomb. Matthew chapter 27, verses 57 through 61. John chapter 19, verses 38 through 42.
Discussion and application questions. Study the following questions and the scripture references as you prepare your lesson. Use the questions you feel will best help the children understand the scriptures and apply the principles in their lives. Reading the references with the children in class will help them gain insights into the scriptures. After Jesus' trial, what did Pilate do? Matthew chapter 27, verse 26. What does scourge mean? To whip. What does crucify mean? To put to death by nailing or binding the hands and feet to a cross. Explain that crucifixion was a slow and painful death usually reserved for slaves and the lowest criminals. By what two names is the place where Jesus was crucified known? Refer to Matthew chapter 27, verse 33, and Luke chapter 23, verse 33. Who was Jesus crucified with? Refer to Matthew chapter 27, verse 38, and Luke chapter 23, verse 33. What did the soldiers give Jesus to drink? Refer to Matthew chapter 27, verse 34. Explain that the vinegar and myrrh, or gall, was given as a medicine to help deaden the senses or ease the pain. Help the children understand that Jesus refused to drink the mixture because he wanted to be fully conscious and aware as he finished the work of the atonement. Whom did Jesus ask Heavenly Father to forgive? Luke chapter 23, verse 34. Compare footnote C of verse 34 in the LDS edition of the Bible. Joseph Smith translation, Luke chapter 23, verse 35. Why do you think it was important that Jesus forgave the soldiers? Why is it important that we be forgiving? How are we blessed when we forgive others? Who were some of those who mocked and reviled or insulted Jesus while he hung on the cross? Refer to Matthew chapter 27, verses 39 through 44. What were some of the things they said to him? How did Jesus respond? 1 Nephi chapter 19, verse 9. How should we respond when people say mean things to us? How did the two thieves react to Jesus? Luke chapter 23, verses 39 through 43. What did the second thief say that showed he was beginning to repent? Refer to Luke chapter 23, verses 40 through 42. What was Jesus' reply? Refer to Luke chapter 23, verse 43. How did Jesus show great love for his mother while suffering on the cross? John chapter 19, verses 25 through 27. What does this teach us about Jesus? How long did the darkness cover the land? Refer to Matthew chapter 27, verse 45. What did Jesus cry out? Refer to Matthew chapter 27, verse 46. Had God really forsaken his Son? Explain that Heavenly Father had withdrawn his Spirit for a time so that Jesus could complete his victory over sin and death by himself. What does it mean that Jesus yielded up the ghost? The only way Jesus could die was to let his Spirit leave his body. The Scripture confirms that he gave up his life willingly. It was not taken from him. Have the children read the following. John chapter 10, verses 17 and 18. Why do you think Jesus was willing to give up his life? What miraculous events happened at the time of Jesus' death? Refer to Matthew chapter 27, verses 51 through 53. What does rent in twain mean? Torn in half. What testimony did the centurion, an officer of the Roman army, offer when he saw what happened? Refer to Matthew chapter 27, verse 54. Who was Joseph of Arimathea? Refer to Matthew chapter 27, verse 57. What did he do? Refer to Matthew chapter 27, verses 58 through 60. What did the Pharisees ask Pilate to do? Refer to Matthew chapter 27, verses 62 through 66. Why did they want the sepulcher guarded? Why did their efforts make no difference? What does this teach us about the power of men and the power of the Lord? Summary discussion and application questions. You might use the following questions to help the children understand the relationship between Adam and Eve's transgression and the need for a Savior. How did Adam and Eve transgress one of Heavenly Father's commandments in the Garden of Eden? They ate the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. What was the result of this transgression? They had to leave the garden. They became mortal and could have children. They and all their posterity became subject to death. This was part of Heavenly Father's plan. What happens to our bodies and spirits when we die? The spirit leaves the body and goes to the spirit world. The body, lifeless, without the spirit, is usually buried in the earth. What could we do to reunite our bodies and spirits? Nothing. Because we are mortal, we do not have the power to reunite our bodies and spirits by ourselves. Who made it possible for us to overcome this hopeless situation? Why was Jesus the only one who could save us? He was sinless. He was Heavenly Father's only begotten Son in the flesh and had power over death. Enrichment activities. You may use one or more of the following activities anytime during the lesson or as a review, summary, or challenge. 1. List the following scriptures on a chart or on the chalkboard. Tell the children that each scripture contains one of the recorded statements that Jesus made while hanging on the cross. Have the children read the statements and tell what power or character trait helped Jesus say or do these things. Luke chapter 23, verse 34. He was merciful and forgiving. Luke chapter 23, verse 43. He had power to foretell what would happen. John chapter 19, verses 26 and 27. He had love and concern for his mother. Matthew chapter 27, verse 46. He expressed his dependence on his Father. Luke chapter 23, verse 46. He was submissive to Heavenly Father's will. Matthew chapter 27, verse 50, footnote A. He had fulfilled Heavenly Father's plan. 2. List on the chalkboard these names of people or groups of people mentioned in the scripture account of Jesus' death and burial. Ask the children what they remember about each person or group. Help the children identify the part that each took. Jesus Christ. Pilate. Simon of Cyrene. Soldiers. Mockers. Two thieves. Mary, the mother of Jesus. John the Beloved. The centurion. Joseph of Arimathea. 3. Help the children memorize John chapter 15, verse 13. 4. Sing or read the words to Did Jesus Really Live Again? Children's Songbook, page 64. Refer also to He Died That We Might Live Again, Children's Songbook, page 65. Conclusion. Testimony. Express your gratitude for the great sacrifice Jesus made for us in dying on the cross. Bear testimony that we will be resurrected and live again because of His great love for us. Suggested home reading. Suggest that the children study Matthew chapter 27, verses 34 through 50 at home as a review of this lesson.
Suggested family sharing. Encourage the children to share with their families a specific part of the lesson, such as a story, question, or activity, or to read with their families the suggested home reading.
Invite a child to give the closing prayer. End of Lesson 32, The Crucifixion and Burial of Jesus Christ.